Rabbi Beryl Wein is a historian, a teacher of Torah, a lawyer, a columnist, and a popular Jerusalem lecturer. In the program Wein Online, he talks about the meaning of the Torah portion of the week. Rabbi Beryl Wein, what parsha are we talking about this week?
We're talking about Parshas Noach, the story of the great flood and the beginning of the world anew, so to speak. And it didn't start out much better than the old one. Noah himself has serious liability in that matter. The Chumash tells us, Vayochel Noach Isho Adoma. Noach became profane, mundane. You know, you rise, to use a sports metaphor, there is sometimes a pitcher or a batter in baseball that gets the key hit or throws the key game, but the rest of his career is zero. He can't do it again. He rises to the moment. But to get to the Hall of Fame, you got to put together 10, 12, 15 seasons.
Consistency. Yet
consistency. You've got to be great all the time, like rabbis. The problem with Noah is, you know, for 120 years he's building the ark, and he does, and he's a righteous person. The Torah pays him compliments. The Torah is not, let's put it gently, you know, it's not like a newspaper where you can buy an advertisement and say wonderful things about yourself. In the Torah, if the Torah says that Noah was a ish tzaddik, a righteous person, tomim bedorosav, he was a person that in his generation approached perfection, etc., etc. I mean, so then he's a great man, Noah. So how come? How come?
Why did he drop the ball?
Why did he drop the ball? So that's the rabbis point that out to us, that consistency is the key to the entire matter. And after this great trauma of the flood, he, so to speak, fell apart. Couldn't keep it going. So he got drunk, and then he has this story with his children, and then he curses his children, and before you know it, the whole ball of skein unravels again. And the rabbis therefore always compare him to Abraham, to Avraham Avinu, because Avraham Avinu is consistency. He's consistent in the house of Terach, where his father's an idolater and he's not. He's consistent in meeting the Pharaoh. He's consistent with Avimelech. He's consistent with dealing with Sdom. He is consistent, and he's even consistent in listening to God to offer up his own son. The rabbis say, Asor Nisyonos, 10 tests. Avraham Avinu is a 10-season man. You know, they say in the major leagues, you're with the team 10 seasons, they can't trade you, they can't do anything with you anymore, and they're stuck with you. So that's really what happened with Avraham and God, right? We're stuck with God, and God is stuck with us because of that consistency. And that's the key to life. A marriage is built on consistency. Family is built on consistency. A business is built on consistency. There are a lot of flashes in the pan. There are a lot of great instantaneous electricity, you know, but... I have seen in my lifetime that the race is not to the swift; it's to those that keep on running. And it's a really life is a marathon; it's not a sprint. And that really is the story of Noah, and that's the tragedy of Noah. And the tragedy of Noah is that he was able to withstand an entire generation, and to be a holy and great person, and build this ark, and through him. However we understand the ark, through him civilization continued and people lived and the human race survived and the natural world as we know it came into being. But at the end, you know, he couldn't follow through, couldn't put it across. And that is a very, very serious problem. And I think that's part of the problem that exists in society generally. Do we have staying power? That's the question that's asked. Does the United States have staying power? We're talking about a war on terrorism. War on terrorism, okay, good. We knocked you out. Goodbye. We're going home. And, you know, we're going to go shopping Thanksgiving. That's not going to happen. Are you prepared for a 50-100-year struggle? Because if you look at it in terms of history, that's what it's got to be. Do you have the staying power? Does democracy have the staying power? And those are very, very serious questions. I think the one thing we could say about the Jewish people is that it has staying power. It stayed around for a long time. It's withstood a lot of things that other people would have collapsed under. Even the last 3 years here in Israel, I feel, you know, if God forbid England or France or the United States would have been subjected to the 3 years that we've been subjected to, the country would collapse.
They wouldn't have had it.
It wouldn't have, because they're not, you know, you're not trained for it. Because, again, it's a sprint. It's not a marathon. You're always running for office. You're always doing, you know, it's just, who has the long vision?
So let me just quickly ask you, between Noah and Avram, where did the staying power come? And why did Noah not have it? Why did Avram have it?
The rabbis discuss it, but the point that appeals to me the most is because Avraham discovered God on his own. Noah, so to speak, God spoke to him, you know, Bill Cosby's record. Noah.
The famous one.
Right. So if God spoke to him, so God spoke to him. Right? God didn't speak to Abraham. The rabbis tell us he looked around in the world and until he was 52 years old. He looked around in the world and he said, well, you know, there's such a world, such a complex, somebody must be running this thing. And so inner conviction is what creates consistency, inner self-worth. Anything that's imposed from the outside can work, but it can only work for a period of time because I haven't internalized it. It's not part of me. And if the situation changes, right, the flood is over, so that's it. But Avraham Avinu Omad Bekulam, he stood, he became greater because he built himself from the inside. And I think that that's really the strength of the Jewish people and the strength of all good people is that they build themselves from the inside. And therefore, they're able to withstand everything that the outside brings upon them. And I think that that really is the insight into this parasha of Noah.
You've been listening to Rabbi Beryl Wein talking about the Torah portion of the week. Join us again next week.